You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Join Karen Rizzo as she shares her true and inspiring stories of angel encounters and their divine messages. As an established author, spiritual coach, medium, and public speaker, her desire is to inspire others and to remind us we are all one, guided, divinely loved, and never alone. Karen will inspire you to shine your lights brighter than ever to align you with your soul. The time for belief and healing begins now. Here's Karen.
Hello, thank you for joining me today. Welcome to the Law of Attraction Network. I'm the host of Lights Up, Karen Cesario Rizzo, coming to you from my beautiful home in Chicago. It's almost spring, and if you haven't never been to Chicago in the spring, it is beautiful. I know I say that about Chicago, but Chicago really is a beautiful city. So if you have never been here, get here. Things are going to start turning around for us soon, and there is not a better place to spend your summer than Chicago, I promise you. So again, thank you for joining me. For those who are just tuning in for the first time, I'm an author, spiritual life coach, intuitive, light worker, channeler, medium, and a passionate believer. I believe in angels. I'm a big believer in angels. I've had so many amazing experiences with angels in my lifetime that I have no other choice but to believe. So even sometimes when I struggle with things, I look back on my life and I'll read my books and I'm like, yeah, that's right. That happened. So it helps me to move forward because I still struggle like everybody else. I struggle, even though I'm a believer, I struggle with, you know, day-to-day life. Life is not easy. And I struggle with all those same things that everybody else does. But I have the word believe all over my place. It's on my wall and on my pillows. And so I look at them and I'm like, yeah, I get it. I believe. So I do believe. But I also believe in the law of attraction, big time. I've incorporated so many of these laws into my life, and that's how I've manifested my dreams, not just my dreams and desires, but truly blessings I've never even considered. And I'm not done, and none of us are done. We are never done manifesting. We manifest all the time by our thoughts and our words and our actions. So if you're looking for change in your life, and you want to learn how to activate the law of attraction in your life, you've come to the right place. The Law of Attraction Network is a great place to either begin your journey, jump in the middle of your journey, or just continue on your journey. We're all here to help. We're bridges. So I share true stories of my life. That's what my books are about. I share everything, you know, pretty much everything, as painful as some people may think it is, or they think, oh, I can't believe she's going there. But I do, because I want to share my experiences. And I believe my experiences in my life are very relatable. And I'm a pretty woo-woo type of person. Like I work very hard on my gifts, but I'm also very relatable. So I take those, all the information that I get from spirit, from the universe, and I incorporate it into my life and my life lessons. And that's how I live my life. So it's called co-creation. So we all have we co-create. That's what we do. We're not in this alone, I promise you. I was blessed with this podcast. It seems like it came fast and it came out of nowhere, but it was all divinely created, as everything as our life is, we co-create. And I hope that my show inspires others to take charge of your lives, take charge of your thoughts, and co-create your desires with the universe. That makes sense. Okay, let's get started. Okay, so this week I want to talk about chakras, part two, but before we get started, I want to share a quick story with you. So I talked about this maybe on my last show or the show before that I manifested and was gifted a trip to Cabo, truly an answer to my prayers. It was just a couple of weeks ago. I was cooped up at home during COVID. Being alone really got to me. I actually screamed one Friday night. I let out a yelp. I took a hot bath and I went to bed. I began asking for help, as I usually do when I need help, because I'm no dummy, right? I always ask God, source, the universe, for what I need when I need it. So this particular time I asked, please take me away. Please take me away on an airplane. I did. I said, I don't care where you take me. Just please get me on a plane and get me out of here. I visualized a plane with me on it. Within a couple of days, I began to see the plane heading west. I thought, now that's interesting. Where am I going? California? Disneyland is closed. And then the plane turned kind of south. And I thought, where am I going? Southern California? Anyway, a week later, my sister-in-law called and asked me if I wanted to go to Cabo, as her friend had canceled on their already planned trip. So boom, that's it. Prayers were answered. And I ended up in Cabo for one solid week. Okay. But here's what happened when I got out there. So I'm an early riser all the time. So naturally on vacation, I'm an early riser as well. And I get up every morning to watch the sunrise, especially on the beach. Oh my gosh, what an amazing experience energy on the beach. So I went out there on day one. And as I watched the sunrise, of course, I began manifesting with the sun, with the universe. And I began manifesting my next journey. I knew what I had been asking for, and we'll talk about that another time. But anyway, I was praying in gratitude, because that's the first thing I do when I get up in the morning is I pray in gratitude. So I took my phone out, my cell phone out, and I took a video because it was just the most beautiful sight of the Sea of Cortez, you know, just in the mountains. Anyway, Cabo is just beautiful. So I began videoing the water and the beautiful views, the majestic views. And I said, thank you for bringing me to Cabo. And, you know, and I said, you know, needed to say, spoke those words of gratitude, breathtaking energy. And so in the video, of course, undeniable, what I saw when I played it back, I think I probably saw it when I was recording it, but when I played it back, I was like, yep. Let's just say that I wasn't alone. So we'll leave it at that for now. I have it on video. I sent it to my best friend. I said, of course, I never imagined it. I go, look at this video. It looked close. And she wrote me back and she goes, I don't have to look close. I saw that. So anyway, of course, I was blown away and I was so grateful. And I never take these experiences for granted. Okay. I said, thank you. And I went about my day. On day two, again, out on the beach, watching the sunrise, just knew that I wasn't alone and that I was led to Cabo for a reason. This time, watching the sunrise, deeper gratitude, just this most amazing, deeper gratitude means it leads to deeper manifestation, right? It cements your faith and it cements your belief, right? Gratitude is the key. So this moment, I was so entranced with what I was experiencing as I was watching the sunrise. It was a moment that I'll never forget. It was a moment that I was so connected to the universe. And again, what I was manifesting will come another time. I'll talk about that. But the moment was truly a moment. Okay. So immediately after that, I headed up to have my coffee at this outdoor resort restaurant, which is literally just 100 feet or so from the beach, and the amazing experience with the universe at the new break of day. So I sat at what became kind of my table, and I ordered my first of three cups of coffee, because that's me, as I took in, again, the splendor of the Sea of Cortez, and I was sitting by myself. So as I'm sitting there having my coffee, looking out at the beautiful sea, I notice a couple at the table to my left, young couple, attractive couple, just, you know, on vacation. And I noticed that they were kind of whispering and looking at me. And I'm like, oh God, I mean, I could see them, you know, kind of whispering. I mean, I do have peripheral vision. And I thought, oh my God, do I not have any makeup on? I'm on vacation. I don't have any makeup on. Like, I didn't know what, but I thought, well, whatever. But the next moment, the man of the couple came to my table and he said, excuse me, I don't mean to bother you, but were you just on the beach watching the sunrise? I said, yeah, yeah. And he said, well, you really look like you were heavy into something. I said, yeah, I was. And he said, well, I hope you don't think that this is stalker-ish, but I took a picture of you and I was stunned. I said, what? And he said, I know, I didn't know if I should come over and tell you this. And my girlfriend said I shouldn't, but I really want to give you this picture. Do you mind if I send it to you? Well, you can imagine. So I took a deep breath and he showed me the picture and I probably started crying because there it was, the moment that I was having with the sun, with the universe. It was a moment that really meant so much to me. And I couldn't explain to this a wonderful man what he had given me. He was a young couple. And I said, he said, do you mind? And I said, mind? I can't tell you what this means to me. So I gave him my number and he switched, you know, he sent me the picture and I was started crying and he was like, he knew that that something was amazing was going on. And he said, are you, you know, like I said, you have no idea what this means to me. And he's like, well, I'm so glad then that I came over. So we knew it was a moment because he was getting misty-eyed and she was getting misty-eyed and I was crying and I was wiping my eyes and he went back to sit at his table. Tables were not far away from each other. And so as he did that, I just looked out to the sea and I started crying again. They were kind of smiling, like he was so happy that he did it, that he knew he was supposed to do this. He didn't know why he was supposed to do this, but he knew he had to do this. So I said to him again, I said, you have no idea what this means to me. And then I said, because he doesn't know about me, right? He doesn't know, you know, what I do or anything like that. And I said, you know, I'm an author and I've written several books. I think you just gave me the cover for my next book. And they were, when they heard that, they were stunned and I was crying. And then he said something like, he said, he was so happy then. You could tell he knew he had done the right thing. And so did she. Anyway, his name is Zach and her name is Christina. So I hope they're listening to this. But then he said something like, I don't know why I did that, but I knew that I was supposed to. And then he said, of course, I'm always blown away, but I'm never surprised at how God works and how the angels work, you know, how the universe works. And he said, we just started reading a book called The Angel Experiment. Just now on our trip, we started reading this book. And with that, I didn't fall off my chair, but I very could have easily fell off my chair. And I said, I don't think you even imagine what that means to me. And so I told him, I this is what I do, and this is what I believe in, and this is what my books are about, and I have a podcast. And they were like, wait, what? And we were kind of shaking at this point. And I said, you were part of this, like this was meant to be. And he's like, I know people are brought to each other for certain reasons. Anyway, I want to thank Zach and Christina again. And if you guys are listening, thank you for listening. So my point to this story is, we've talked about this before. I've talked about this before. Angels are brought to you everywhere. And if somebody tells you to do something, if you get a feeling about something, say something, do what you're told to do. They gave me so much that day, and I don't think they even realize how much, but I believe that the universe gave them something back in return as well, knowing that they did something to light my life. And that's what this show is about. Lights up. We are all responsible for our own lights because we are brought to each other through that light. And Zach and Christina recognize that light, and I'm just so grateful to them, and I haven't yet, but I'm going to post a picture on social media. And if you don't follow me on Facebook or, you know, Instagram, it's just Karen Cesario Rizzo, but I would love you to see this picture. It just blows me away. And I told my friends the story, of course, when I came home, my best friends, and they were like, well, of course that happened to you, but that's not me. That's how God works. That's how the universe works. That's how angels work. We are all brought to each other through our intention and our faith, our belief, and our light. So angels are a thing. I know that if you're listening to my show, you believe that, otherwise you wouldn't be listening to the show. But this is why I share true stories, because we are all in this together. And we are sent to each other for these purposes. So I know the show was supposed to be about chakras, but I'm getting to that. But I just wanted to talk about that real quick. Okay, so let's get back to chakras, part two. So thank you again, Zach and Christina, and I know we'll be in touch. All right. So chakras part two. I want to go back to talk about meditation through chakras. So if you remember, if you've listened to my other shows, I knew that my healing was through the chakra of the throat chakra, which is the color blue. I had to speak my truth, and yellow, which is the solar plexus, which is confidence. So confidence to speak my truth. Okay. I love the color blue. One of my favorite colors. That was easy. I thought, no wonder that's my favorite color. I love myself with, love the color blue. Yellow, not so much. But if you listen to my show last week with that song, She Hates the Color Yellow, that was my angels bringing me to closer to healing with the color yellow. You see how it works? Okay. All right. So I thought, okay, so now I'm learning about chakras. So now what do I do with these colors? And so I began doing research. I began talking to other spiritual advisors, and they started giving me a little bit at a time, kind of like I'm doing with you guys, a little bit at a time. And they said, you know, they taught me you meditate to the color. Okay, so how do you do that? So then they told me I have to start cleaning. So I started cleaning under my bed, because that's all energy. When you have like a messy room and stuff under your bed, because I was a big person who had a lot of crap under my bed, cleaned everything out so the energy could flow, right? Healing energy. Cleaned out my closet, got rid of anything that had negative energy on it or had held something maybe painful to me, got rid of it, got rid of anything that had anything attached to it that wasn't for my highest good. Cleaned out my closet, and I started kind of redecorating. I didn't spend a lot of money, but I thought, okay, I'm going to have to incorporate these colors into my bedroom, which is where I was meditating. Okay, so I kind of went to Pennies, and I got a blue bedspread. I thought I could live with a blue bedspread. That is just beautiful. So then I got some other things in my room, and then I thought, well, I have to incorporate yellow, even though it's not my thing, yellow. But I thought, sunflowers. Who doesn't love sunflowers? I can do sunflowers. So I accented my room in sunflowers. Okay, so now I was ready to begin the process of meditation. So I lit candles, so what you do is you light a candle and you sit close to the color. You can touch the color, or you can just be close to the color and meditate to that color. What I also did was, again, I went to like a cheap store and I got a blue vase. So I would put at the same time, I would put the blue vase on the floor next to a white candle, and I would meditate. And this was to help open up that chakra. Right? So it was giving energy. So the color with the meditation, with the candle and your intent, setting the intent, is you want to open up that chakra, if that makes sense. Now, there are many people that practice Reiki. I'm a Reiki practitioner, but there are Reiki masters, Reiki practitioners who can do this for you as well. I mean, we can actually do this for you remotely. Like if I talk to somebody and they need their chakra open, I can do it remotely. I can send them energy. But at the time, I didn't know this yet because I hadn't studied Reiki at the time. But this, anybody can do this. Anybody can do this. Just pick, you know, you have to be really honest with what's going on inside you. You have to go within, meditate, talk to your guides, and be really honest about what's going on in your life and what you want to change, what you want to open up. That's the thing, is like, you could come to any Reiki, you can come to me, spiritual life coach, you can come to anybody who can help you identify where your blocks are, right? Because if we're with you in the room, Reiki, they can feel the blocks, right? But if not, we can still do it remotely, if that makes sense. But you have the power to do this on your own. You can do this as soon as you get done listening to this podcast. You can do this anytime you want. Just be honest with yourself. That's the point. You have to really be honest with yourself, because then those deficiencies within you will show up to you. Does that make sense? Just ask your guides to help you. You have to want it. You have to want to go deep. You have to say, you know what? I'm tired of this, whatever, this crap in my life. I really want help, and I want help opening up these chakras. There's many people out here to help you. I'm here to help you, but not just, you can go to any spiritual life coach, medium, or, you know, any, I'm telling you, you can go on YouTube, you can get books. there's so much help out there. So you don't have to be unhappy or you don't have to feel unbalanced. You can get your life in balance and in total alignment by just standing, by telling the universe you're ready, telling your guides you're ready, and you're going to be brought to those answers and you will be brought to the resource. And like I say, a book or a YouTube video or me or whoever, it doesn't even matter. Just go where you're led. And I believe that Zach, when he took that picture of me, you know, maybe there was something that he needed. And I will talk to him about this, you know, maybe there was something that he didn't believe in, but now he believes. And he opened up that that part of himself, if that makes sense. So again, I started meditating to the blue bedspread and the blue vase and flowers. And I wasn't afraid to bring in little parts of yellow because, you know, me, I wasn't a big person who believed in the color yellow because I had that fear. But then once my friend, and if you listen to the last show, she hates the color yellow. Once she had I told her what was holding me back in my life. And she said, oh my gosh, you have to listen to this song I wrote. And it was called She Hates the Color Yellow. And she sent the file to me and I listened to it. And I knew that that was the universe. Those were my angels saying, okay, enough, like enough. We have to deal with this issue that has been buried so long. The color yellow is, we're going to free you from this pain you have, you know, and you're stuck and the color yellow is not going to stop you. Yellow is the color of the sun, girl, like stop. It changed my life. And I'm telling you, working on your chakras and getting your chakras in line will change your life. I am telling you, you have the power to change any part of your life that you're not happy with. We are brought on this earth to be happy, to be joyful, to spread our joy to somebody else who's not, maybe not. We are all in this together. There is a total reason for us to run into people or somebody brought into our lives to help us. I have received so much help on my journey. I cannot tell you the people that have walked in my life when I needed them, when I needed to hear a message and gave me what I needed. And I never disbelieve. I used to say, oh my gosh, I can't believe that. I can't believe that. Oh my God, I just don't believe that happened. I stopped saying that. I never use the words. Here's a word that is not in my vocabulary anymore. I'm only going to say it today so you understand. I never say the word unbelievable. Never. Never. That word is gone from my vocabulary. If I think something is so amazing that I say, you know, which would cause you to say, that's unbelievable, I stop and I say, that's amazing. So I never use that. And all my friends know that. And my friends are the same way when I tell them a story and they'll say, that's unbelievable. I go, it's not unbelievable. It's amazing. And they go, you're right. You're right. Unbelievable says, I don't believe. Everything that is brought into your life is brought to your life for a higher purpose, for your highest good. Sometimes you can't see it in the moment. You're thinking, why am I here? Why am I doing this? You don't know the reason until later on. If you can't figure it out, don't worry about it. Just trust the universe. The universe always has your back. Always. The universe always has your back. We are our own blocks. Sometimes I always say this, man, I am my own worst enemy. There is nothing that is stopping me from doing the things that I desire to do, the things that I deserve. There's nothing except my own thoughts, my own feelings, my own words, my own actions. Nothing. There's nobody who's responsible. My dad's not responsible. Nobody. I have blamed my father for my life, most of my life, until, if you've read any of my books or if you've been listening to this podcast at all, until I decided, you know, my father's, he's passed on. He's died in 1986. Why the heck am I still blaming him for everything? And he was coming back to me always to help me. And I was like, oh, why are you coming back to me? Leave me alone. And I'm sure he was so frustrated. Of course, they don't get frustrated. But there's no purpose to me constantly constantly blaming him for something. And this is an ongoing issue in not just my family and everybody's families and everything. You know, we blame our parents for everything. We blame our parents. We blame how we were raised. We blame what they did. We blame what they didn't do. We blame what they said. We blame what they didn't say. We spend most of our lives looking backwards and wondering why that person did this to me, why that person did this to me, and I can't believe that person did. And we go backwards constantly. How far backwards are we going to go? Until there's no coming back from it, you make a decision in your life to say, okay, enough. Like our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, they did the best they can do. It is time for us to stop blaming them for everything. And I've tried to teach my kids this, and that's why I wrote my first book, Are You Living Your Life or Surviving Your Past? Not to get me out of, you know, my responsibility for how I've raised my children, but it started because I wanted to stop blaming my dad for everything. Oh my gosh. How much longer can you do that? Blame somebody else. The answers are all within. So when I had my last show, She Hates the Color Yellow, I did get a question from a listener that really resonated with me. And I'm so glad that she reached out to me. She asked me, sent me an email, and she asked me, she said, I want to buy your first book. I can relate to some of your experiences, but I want to know, how did you forgive your father? How could you forgive him? My father hurt me. My father abused me in the worst way a father can abuse his daughter. It really messed with me. And she said, I don't understand. I don't think I could ever forgive him. And so I want to address that in the easiest way, the best way that I know how. It's forgiveness. I know that we're all looking for punishment and we're looking for incarceration. I mean, my father died and it was in the days, this happened in the days where there was no one to talk to. There was no helpline. There was no Oprah. You couldn't call the police. These were family matters. And I venture to say that so many people that have been abused know this. There's no one to tell. Today, things are much different. Thank God things are much different today. People can be held accountable today. But just because a person can't be held accountable doesn't mean that they don't deserve forgiveness. Because again, bear with me when I say this, because I might be upsetting people, but the forgiveness is not for them. It's really not for them. My father died. He took his life in 1986. So there was no accountability. It wasn't until I had to deal with it, because it kept coming to me in my dreams constantly, but it still messed up with my life. It's not like he died and everything was fine. That pain stayed with me. And so it was a journey of forgiveness. It wasn't just that one day he forgave me. One day I forgave him. It was a process of forgiveness. And the forgiveness, you know, he was on the other side, but he was struggling on the other side. And it took him 10 years to cross over. He was still walking the earth. I mean, I saw his face everywhere. And God forgives him. You know, that's the way it works. You know, we're all the same. We're all people. And we don't know why we do things to hurt each other. We just don't know, but we do. That's what we do. But that doesn't mean that forgiveness is out of the question. I mean, forgiveness is not just for them. It's for us. If I didn't forgive my father, where would I be today? I guarantee you, I would not be speaking to you right now. I wouldn't have written one book, let alone three, let alone having the show to help others move forward in love. And so, yeah, I don't talk to my dad all the time anymore. I mean, he used to come to me all the time and, you know, he's passed on, but he knows now. He's so proud of me now because I always was a fighter when he was alive, and I'm still a fighter. And I promise you, I'm going to fight I'm going to continue to fight for myself, but I'm going to help fight for everybody who can't fight for themselves. And this show is to help you. This is to inspire you that you're not alone. I promise you, you're not alone. Okay, so that is my soapbox for this week. Next week, I want to talk about ascension. I love this subject, and I think you'll probably be very surprised at what ascension means and the signs of ascension. So, so no, I really want to thank those that have been supporting me. It's just been wonderful. I spoke to a listener this week for an hour and a half on the phone, and it was really awesome. So she knows who she is if she's listening. Thank you. That was an amazing conversation, and I look forward to working with you down the path. So I am so grateful for your support, and I am so grateful for your light. And all I ask is that you keep that beautiful light shining. Lights up, my friends. Until next week, lights up.
Thanks for listening to Lights Up with Karen Rizzo. Please join us next week for another great show. If you have a question to ask on her show, please visit her website at KarenRizzoLightsUp@gmail.com.